You're listening to Cattails. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Cattails. In her Twitter biography, the Grammy-nominated country folk artist Gretchen Peters confesses, "I turn found objects into songs." But when I chatted to her after her performance at the Cambridge Folk Festival, the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame nominee admitted that there was really a little bit more to her songwriting than that. Now, the stage next door was really rocking, but Gretchen was so terribly interesting, I wanted to share the interview despite the noise. This is the one with Gretchen Peters. I'm sitting here with Gretchen Peters, straight off stage from Cambridge Folk Festival this year.
Yeah.
Well, the crowd seem to love you. You always get a good reception here in the UK.
I do, and I'm so just grateful to audiences here. It's been, you know, I think, 14 years I've been coming over now? Something like that.
Wow, you are always well received here, aren't you?
It was just kind of a through the looking glass kind of a moment for me, because when I first came over, when my first record came out in 1996, I got such a different reception here than I did in the States. And, you know, my record was marketed as a country record there, and it didn't work very well. And for some reason, when I came over to the UK, people just didn't care so much about the categories and the genre and all that. And I was really the perfect candidate for that sort of an audience, because I kind of tend to float between, you know, folk and country and pop and even a little bit of jazz.
This is the problem when they start labelling things.
Yeah.
People then expect to hear a certain sound, and actually you want to be yourself and have your own sound, don't you?
Well, and I always use the example, in my former life I worked in a record store, and I always use the example of Joni Mitchell, who was one of my early inspirations. You know, what section do you put Joni Mitchell in the record store? Is she a jazz artist or a folk artist? Or, you mean, she's been any one of 5 or 6 genres.
Absolutely.
You know.
So would you go labelling yourself, or would you just say that you're...
I just call myself a singer-songwriter,
right,
because truthfully, when I think back about the artists that I really emulated and wanted to be like and pattern myself after, they were all really just singer-songwriters, people like Paul Simon and Joni Mitchell, who I mentioned, and even the more country artists like Rodney Crowell. When you really boil it down, what they do is they write songs and they sing them in a voice that is part of the ownership of that song, if you will. I mean, it's almost a thing where you think about, for instance, Paul Simon's songs. You really kind of can't separate his voice from those lyrics.
No.
And that's what I really always wanted to do.
Well, actually, you're very well known for both the writing and the performance, aren't you? Which is, you know, some people get categorised, if you talked about that, but equally as much, some people are overlooked for their writing ability. Now, you've actually had quite a lot of your music covered by other artists.
I have, yeah, and I actually, you know, it was almost accidental that it worked out that way. I think what happened was, I moved to Nashville in 1987, and one thing that I realized very quickly was that if I were going to make records there and record my own songs, I was going to have to, you know, earn my keep as a writer and really kind of prove to people that I was able to write. And so I sought out a publishing deal first, not thinking that I was going to be one of these, you know, staff writers that sits in a cubicle and, you know, write songs for Faith Hill and Martina McBride, but those artists ended up cutting my songs. And in a kind of a funny way, it's a huge compliment, first of all, and it was a wonderful career boost and everything, and a lot of things, but it did kind of pigeonhole me as a writer in a way that I never ever intended or expected. And it was a little bit of, you know, when I got my record deal, there was a little bit of, well, but see, this is what I really do.
Yes.
You know, this is what I do. But it's funny, people just, they want to put you in some kind of slot.
They do, don't they?
It's human nature.
Oh, of course. So does it feel more satisfying now actually singing your own material than somebody else actually singing it?
I think so. I think on a deeper level it does, just because... really, in the heart of me, I don't really separate the singing from the writing, from the you know, the record making. I don't really separate any of it. And I think the other thing about singing, I was just thinking this while I was standing on stage here at Cambridge. It's the only moment that you really have as an artist that really is a moment, and it happens right then, and you can't take it back, and you can't change it, and you can't edit it. And it's a transaction between you and the audience, where both sides are willingly saying, I'm going to be in this moment. And I love that. I would never, I don't know why I would ever write another song if I didn't think I would have those moments, you know, to savor. It's just, there's something about live performance that is endlessly fascinating and kind of addictive, really.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it is.
It really is, yeah. It's really almost like, for me, it's almost spiritual. It's like church.
Yeah, a lot of people actually say that, you know, especially.
I think a lot of us that are writers, we tend to be so cerebral and we live in our heads so much that to be able to get out on a stage and know that, you know, this moment is going to happen, and whether you can either be here now or not, it's kind of a good exercise for us.
Yeah.
For me, I know, to stop thinking and stop observing myself and just
be.
Tell the story to the audience. And I find that it just never gets old for me.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Are you doing more dates here in the UK then? Are you actually doing a little tour?
Actually, Cambridge we're winding things up here. We were at another festival last week. We were at Trowbridge Festival, and we did a little, really sweet little gig in Bristol while we were sort of having the week off.
Excellent.
Kind of a busman's holiday kind of thing. Because we just did a tour in May.
Yeah.
I'm here a lot.
I know. So, that's why I was asking, actually, because you do quite a lot up in the northeast, don't you, around Newcastle way?
Oh, that's a wonderful place for us. We've had, you know, we have a lot of people in our audiences up in the north that have been coming, you know, for 12, 13, 14 years.
Wow. And they still keep coming back. And why not? So tell me maybe about your album Circus, because that's actually all your greatest hits in a way.
It is. Actually, hasten to say it's a best of, not a greatest hit, because I had a little more leeway to decide, you know, what is the best of. I really basically took three lists. I made three lists. One of them was the songs that I felt were really my best songs. Another one was, you know, clearly the songs that had gotten radio airplay over here. And the third was the songs that people tend to really request at gigs. And the three lists overlap, but not always. And I was very resistant at first to doing a record like this, because I really tend to be more future oriented, and I was much more interested in what I had that was new. But when I put all these songs together, the thing that really struck me was they hung together. There was cohesiveness that I didn't expect to find.
Right.
I guess I feel like my first album was so long ago, and I was so green and so kind of unformed, and I feel like, God, how are the songs from that record going to fit with the new things? But it was very pleasing and kind of illuminating to me that there was a cohesiveness to it. I thought, you know, I think I actually sort of have known what I've been doing.
Yes.
You know, I think I really was going down a path, and I'm still going down that path.
Down that path.
Yeah.
You were talking on stage about collaborating there with Tom Russell, you know, who's performed here as well.
Yeah.
What other collaborations are you involved in? Because that's a favourite of yours, isn't it?
Well, I love working with artists that I love, and Tom is definitely one of them. I mean, I have tremendous respect for him as a songwriter. We made a record together, One to the Heart. I also have a collaboration that I'm very fond of with my two of my best girlfriends, Matresa Berg and Susie Bogus. We tour the UK. We've done two tours in the UK so far, in 2007 and 2009, as Wine, Women, and Song.
Yeah.
And if you see the show, it's pretty obvious why. There's wine and women and song.
Solo.
And it's just been really, really fun. All three of us have had solo careers. All three of us, you know, sort of have been there, done that. And so when we come together and when we come together and sing, that was the big surprise to us, was how we really have an amazing blend, which no one expected. But the other thing, I think, is that we've all sort of been around the block enough that there's absolutely nothing but just joy and appreciation of each other. And we love singing. We don't get, none of us get the chance to sing these three-part harmonies in our regular day gigs, you know, if you will. So we have a lot of fun with that. And so we'll be back in the UK in May of 2011 to do it again.
There we go.
Yeah.
So that's a good combination then, with some good chemistry on stage.
The real struggle for us is to keep the show under 2.5 hours because we like to talk, and it's very funny. There's a lot of humor. I always say it's kind of like being at an all-girl slumber party with better hair and makeup. But it's pretty much, that's what it is. And it's just been a joy to do that. It's been so much fun to work with those girls and be on the road with them.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, I will look out for that. So that's 2011.
Yep.
And thank you very much for talking to me. It's been a fabulous set here at Cambridge. It was brilliant. So,
thank you so much.
Lovely to hear you.
It was so much fun.
It was great. Yeah. Glad to see you. And we'll see you back here. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
You've been listening to Cattails. To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.